But first today to Canberra and the budget. The Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan, says his fifth budget is one for the battlers, and he's extremely proud to be forecasting a modest surplus in times of global uncertainty. Mr. Swan will announce a budget surplus of $1.5 billion for the 2012-13 financial year when he hands down the federal budget in Canberra tonight. It's a pivotal moment for a government eager to snatch some positive attention, but it's being comprehensively overshadowed by the Fair Work Australia report into the Health Services Union and its former secretary, Craig Thompson. The now independent MP maintains his innocence despite extensive findings by Fair Work Australia that he misused hundreds of thousands of dollars of union funds. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The opposition's long been calling for the 1,100-page report into the Health Services Union to be released. Now that it has, the coalition's workplace relations spokesman, Erica Betts, says it's damning for the union's former national secretary, former Labor backbencher and now independent MP, Craig Thompson.
A methodical job has been done, and what is clear is that paragraph after paragraph, page after page, chapter after chapter is devoted to Craig Thompson and his mis- and inappropriate use of trade union members' funds. On top of that, it is clear that he used some of those funds to virtually buy the seat of Dobell, and then on top of all that, he gave false and misleading information to Fair Work Australia to try to extricate himself from that.
In the report, released under parliamentary privilege, Fair Work finds Craig Thompson spent $71,000 of union funds directly on his election campaign, and almost $6,000 was spent on escort services. Craig Thompson is continuing to maintain his innocence. He says any proceedings brought against him will be strenuously defended and that the whole investigation has been nothing short of a joke. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, says the Prime Minister has only one option.
The Prime Minister cannot disown his vote in the caucus and cling to his vote in the Parliament. That just shows that this Prime Minister is trying to have it both ways, that this Prime Minister doesn't get it.
But the Trade Minister, Craig Emerson, says Craig Thompson's constituents expect him to continue voting.
Well, he's a Member of Parliament, and there hasn't been a circumstance in recent times that I know of where MPs are not allowed to vote.
And the Finance Minister, Penny Wong, says Craig Thompson's entitled to the presumption of innocence.
These allegations are extremely serious, but ultimately I and you are not the people who make a decision about whether they're true. He's indicated he intends to defend himself. He's under our system. He's entitled to do that, whatever anybody might think about the allegations which have been made.
The whole saga with its sleazy details and serious questions about union funds has drawn much of the attention away from tonight's federal budget. The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, acknowledged as much to reporters in Canberra this morning.
I would prefer that we were having a fuller discussion right now about the long-term economic prospects of this country and the policy settings that are appropriate for it. I would prefer all of our public debate to be focused solely on that, but that's not the case, and that's what I've found in politics. These things come along, but it won't deter me for one second.
The government took the unusual step of releasing the surplus forecast before the budget's officially handed down tonight. Wayne Swan will predict a $1.5 billion surplus for 2012-13 and a $2 billion surplus for the year after that, but he wouldn't be so precise this morning.
What I can confirm is that we're coming back to a modest surplus in 12-13, building those surpluses over time because we have low unemployment, we have solid growth, we have a very big investment pipeline, we have contained inflation. All of those things are the sort of economic basic settings that many elsewhere in the developed world would kill to have.
Wayne Swan's clear on how the government would like this budget to be framed.
In many ways, this is a battler's budget. It makes sure we support jobs. It provides cost of living support for those under financial pressure, and it puts in place new initiatives for some of the most vulnerable in our community.
The Greens leader, Christine Milne, notes that most of the details released so far have been positive measures.
Where is the $40 billion cut coming from? Everything that's been announced so far doesn't go anywhere near $40 billion. So let's have a look at the overall of the budget.
The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says the opposition's also keen to see the detail.
He's giving austerity a good name. He's handing out money, amazingly, and delivering this magical surplus. Well, it doesn't quite look like that, because when you look at what they did this year with a deterioration in just 12 months of over $20 billion in the budget, it makes the $1.5 billion claimed surplus for the next financial year all a bit of a joke.
He's already warning the government they won't necessarily rubber stamp the budget savings measures.
Naomi Woodley.